In the French port city of Marseille, there is a fight going on to save a McDonald's. For France, McDonald's is often a symbol of everything that's despised about American fast food culture and globalization. But when a franchisor wanted to turn a McDonald's into a halal restaurant, he found himself facing an employee uprising. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has the story.
One day last August, 37-year-old McDonald's manager Kamel Gemari locked himself alone inside his restaurant, doused himself with gasoline, and prepared to light a match. As his colleagues screamed and pounded on the doors outside, Gemari live-streamed on Facebook. Employees and their families are going to be plunged into chaos, he said. McDonald's cannot abandon us. Gemari never lit the match, but I wondered what would make someone go to such extremes for a McDonald's. I had to go find out.
Bonjour, Eleonore.
I first met Kamel Gemari a month after his desperate protest. His McDonald's is surrounded by public housing high-rises in the northern outskirts of Marseille. Gemari took me for a ride to show where he grew up.
I mean, there's laundry hanging out. They're kind of run down, these big, tall buildings, and they're showing us the drug deals going on. And here's the McDonald's right up here. Oh, I see. So, il y a de la drogue jusqu'à...
At 16, Gemari says he was hit hard by his parents' divorce. He dropped out of school, lived partly on the street, and dabbled in drug dealing. He points to a kid wearing a ski mask outside his old apartment building, a lookout for the dealers. Gemari says that could have been his fate had he not met someone else in these project towers 20 years ago.
Ronald McDonald faisait le tour dans les quartiers populaires.
Ronald McDonald. He toured the neighborhood bringing magic to the kids to help them forget their worries. It was marvelous. That day, McDonald's left some supplies behind. I said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. They trusted me. So the next day, when I brought the stuff back, I asked for a job.
It's been more than 20 years since that day. Gemari still works at the same McDonald's where he got his first job. He's helped pull other young people off the streets, giving them the same chance he'd been given. A lot of people from the neighborhood made careers here. To them, says Gemari, this little one-story restaurant amidst the miles of high-rises is this strange little oasis.
It's like the village cafe. Mothers come here with their kids to enjoy a happy meal. There's no violence. Even the hoodlums respect the McDonald's.
Despite what you might think about the French hating McDonald's, France is McDonald's second biggest market in Europe. The trouble at this Marseille McDonald's started last year when the franchisor decided to sell his bouquet of McDonald's, which includes this one. The five others were to remain McDonald's franchises, but Gemari's was to become a halal restaurant. Ironically, for the mostly Muslim employees, that added insult to injury. McDonald's had connected them to the rest of France. As Gemari put it, someone was trying to turn our neighborhood into a Muslim ghetto. That's what led to his desperate act, and the first time I arrive, the McDonald's is occupied. The workers have taken it over. Some are even sleeping there.
It looks like a regular McDonald's on a busy traffic circle. Till you get closer.
All the windows of this McDonald's had black trash bags taped up, so you couldn't see inside.
You see all the posters in the windows, union posters.
One of them says, total support to Kamel Gemari, who wanted to sacrifice his life for us.
The franchisor buying the other five McDonald's is a prominent restaurateur in Marseille named Mohamed Abbassi. But he says he doesn't want this one. Not only is it losing money, it's too much trouble. Over the years, Gemari has become an effective labor organizer. He's helped his employees boost their meager salaries and get some benefits. But Abbassi says he's turned workers into soldiers.
I have a respect for Mr. Kamel Gemari, okay? But I don't want to work with him, okay? He tries one way, I try another way, okay?
Ironically, the two men with diametrically different views about how to run this McDonald's actually have a lot in common. Both are sons of North African immigrants who grew up in high-rises feeling like outsiders. Like Gemari, Abbasi found acceptance in the American fast food chain. He says when he first graduated from college, he thought it would be easy to find a job.
It's very difficult, you know, when your name is Mohammed, okay, you're not very white with the blue eyes, okay, it's very difficult here in France, okay. So I make a lot of small jobs, okay. And after one franchisee of McDonald's, he gave me my chance. And the first real job I have, okay, is McDonald's assistant, okay. I'm good workers, okay. So very quickly, I take a job of first assistant, of store manager, and after supervisor.
Abbasi says he remembers sharing a beer with the head of McDonald's France, who was an American at the time.
He speaks with me normally, okay? How are you? Fine. You know, in France, when someone is like a post like this one, okay? He never speak with you like this, normal like this.
McDonald's slogan in France is Venez comme vous êtes, come as you are. Both Guémary and Abbasi heard that call, though their interpretations would differ. For Guémary, it meant McDonald's will give hard-luck kids a chance. He used the restaurant to fight for social justice. For Abbasi, McDonald's was a place where no matter who you are, if you work hard, you can rise up the ranks and get rich. After Guémary's threat to immolate himself, the McDonald's employees hired a lawyer to try to block the halal sale. The court verdict was set to be announced the day I arrived.
Okay, the McDonald's employees are sitting here waiting for the phone call from the court. There's a lot of media around.
Oh my God, it looks like they won. Abbasi watched all this unfold from afar. Not long after, he made an offer. He said he would buy Guémary's McDonald's and keep it a McDonald's on one condition, that Guémary leave. But that was a condition the employees and Guémary could never accept. This McDonald's has always been more than just a McDonald's, said Guémary. A year later, the battle to save it is still going on. The workers hope to make a bid to buy this McDonald's and turn it into a worker-owned cooperative. Guémary and his colleagues say they refuse to give up the struggle for a beloved McDonald's where they can both flip burgers and fight for their place in the world. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Marseille.